Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We got a great one lined up for you. We're going to go right into the Bible on part four of the Serpent Seed series that we've been doing. And we might expand this to number six because there is so much to cover in this series. And actually, 6 hours don't justify it when you're trying to condense about 50 hours of the message into a six-part series of 1 hour. Don't really give the Bible students that are listening enough appropriate time to confirm all of the word with the signs following. Remember that the scriptures are given for inspiration, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall take up serpents. And ladies and gentlemen, we are taking up the serpents and we're exposing them from the dark recesses of your mind. And the carnal mind is a serpentine servant. It is enmity against the Creator. Because the Bible says to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, biblical accounts, and we've done cited in the first 3 hours many accounts in Scripture, and we'll give you more tonight, by the way, tells of an angel who lived in heaven. Now, the question is, where is heaven? Now, when Christ come, that one that came from above, the Bible said he was in the beginning. Isn't that amazing? Well, is Satan, is he from the beginning? Is he, as some of the translations we're going to get into, the errors of the translations, because they give us a false sense of understanding when some of the translations, the NIV, the New American Standard, and others. That's why, just a couple of reasons, there's more, that perhaps you might want to stay with the original King James Version, which has not been tampered with half as much as some of the other translations. So then, stay with the King James, replace the name Lord and God and things of this nature with the proper Hebrew terms, if you can, and if you're willing to, and I suggest that you do, because Lord is a Baal expression, God is a dog expression, and so then use the Hebrew accounts when it comes to Lord and God. And of course, most of you that study the Bible know what that is. Now, where is heaven? Christ said, I am from above. Well, we understand then that heaven is from above. Well, how is it that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, is it two different kingdoms? Yes, it is. One of them is in you, and the other is a specific place. Now, as it is above, so it is below. We have the theocratical government that Yahweh set up, instituted, and brought forth, and he was going to be their creator, their leader, their general, if you will, and teach them. And the Bible says the law is a schoolmaster. And oh, how we have cast aside the schoolmaster for modern traditional things that preachers, lying prophets, foxes on the desert, have barked and harked and sold to the believers as they love enticing words of men's wisdom, smooth speech, and they love to have their ears tickled. And the preachers that preach such messages hunt constantly for things that will soothe the spirit, that hungering, suffering spirit that's encased in these tombs where Jacob Israel dwells. And Yahweh said, my people who hearken to the lying prophets love to have it that way. Why? Because it is so much easier to accept the things that seem right as opposed to the things that are. From the very beginning, the traditional teaching has been that Eve ate an apple off of a natural tree, something in a garden existence, a tree, something natural. And the Bible calls our Savior, our Creator, the one that came and said, I am not of this earth, I'm not of this world. Now, the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of hell, the kingdom of God in the King James, Elohim, the kingdom of the mighty ones, where is it? Where did Christ come from? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I am not of this world, I am from above. And you are beneath, you shall seek me, but you shall not find me, he said to these that call themselves the children of God. Now, the Bible expresses that Satan, the Luciferian, the bright one, often referred to through incorrect translations, as I mentioned, as the morning star. A matter of a fact, the translation that I mentioned does take Isaiah chapter 14. We're going there just in a moment after I set a gestalt of understanding, a little foundation laying, to get you in the mood to understand. Now, the Bible said our ears have become dull of hearing. Our eyes need eye salve. We need to fast and pray for spiritual discernment and understanding and comprehension that comes from above, not from beneath. Man's ways are not Yahweh's ways. As heaven is higher than the earth, so is Yahweh's ways higher than the ways of man. Yet we favor man to tell us because he seems anointed. And the Bible said that the prophets are like foxes on the desert. Now that means many of a fox is denoted as very crafty and wise. Well, that's what Satan was. He was a crafty fox. And so his prophets who have really masqueraded. Now the word in the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians says transformed. That is a misnomer. That should be masquerader. You see, Satan cannot transform himself into something he's not. Transform means that you are changed. Satan cannot change. He was a liar. Oh, my heavens, I feel the anointing. And he was a murderer from the very beginning with his seed line. Now, we're teaching tonight two seeds in the garden that were instrumental in bringing forth the confusion of Babylon, men thinking that they're spiritual when they're not, trying to interpret or take Yahweh's laws and command into their understanding, and by carnal concepts and carnal understanding, they have made void the spiritual concepts that are hidden from the wise and prudent and only revealed to the suckling babes of the kingdom that was before the world was. You are my sheep. You've been with me from the beginning. You're not of this earth, just as I'm not, Christ said. My sheep will hear my voice, the living, anointed, spiritual, in-depth, powerful, compact, hard to understand and discern word of Yahweh. Now, for those trees, we're going to Judges chapter 9. We're going to explore the parable of the trees in the parable of Judges 9. There in Judges 9, we find out that the olive tree was solicited to rule over the other trees. Oh, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it strange and odd and peculiar that the tree of life in the parable is only represented by the olive tree, to which we are the root and the offspring of? And the olive tree refused to rule over these other trees that had corrupted themselves or failed through transgression, including the Assyrian of Isaiah 14, where we're going if we've got time. Man, we've got so much to cover and so short time to get it done in. And I pray and hope that Yahweh will give you a fast pace understanding tonight to catch on to the in-depth comprehension of the written word that is now living in the heart of those that know him, and the free pardon, racial covenant, to seed line, identity movement across the earth that is growing by leaps and bounds in the last days. Knowledge, both good and evil, shall come forth, and then the Bible says, choose this day whom you will serve. There is a punishment of blindness for the olive tree descendants. Now, remember, they asked the fig tree to rule over them. Now, the fig tree is a very peculiar, odd, and mysterious tree. I'll get into that sometime when we talk about the fig tree people. There is a people on earth that rule but do not rule. They're invisible. They have an invisible empire, and yet they rule through monetary gain. They have the power to print money, to change the rules of scriptural, of perfect just weights and measurements of the silver, that is to bring forth a just weight balance for the power of the elite. Remember, the head of gold was Babylon. Silver was the Medo-Persian empire of the great beast that was created. Now, we stayed on that type of just weights and balances as a people, even in Babylon. That was before script or paper money was appointed in place of, or in lieu of, a promissory note, if you will, of the Federal Reserve, now ruling most of the world and has a monopoly on the wealth of the earth, because all the silver and gold, or at least 95% of it, has been confiscated by the elite of the fig tree people. Oh my, I can't wait to get into that. But that's a whole nother message of the Wizard of Oz episode. And so, we'll get into that later. Now, let's go back to the olive tree. The olive tree was propositioned by the whore system to rule, and the olive tree declined. Why? Because our ruler is Yahweh, and they, Babylon, or the other trees, refused to have Yahweh to rule over them. Therefore, they created substitute kings, and Israel, later on, was provoked by the appearance of prosperity. They looked around the nations and they saw how the nations around them prospered, and Yahweh promised Babylon that she would prosper and practice and cast the truth to the ground to try the very elect. And so marvel not if the wicked prosper. And so Israel began to marvel and lust and desire the prosperity of Babylon, and therefore the olive tree became entangled in the briars. Oh my, I feel the anointing. And was cast among the stones The stony ground is the stones that Satan walked among the precious stones of Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 31, and Genesis chapter 3. Where is heaven? Where is the kingdom of heaven within you? Luke 17, 26. Where's the kingdom of God? Oh, it was set up on the day of Pentecost. It was the stone that was shoot out of the mountains that rejected the builders. You see, the true Greek of Matthew chapter 21, verse 42 says, and you've heard about the inerrant word of God, and yet these translations are so far removed that you have to check here a little and there a little and rightly divide the word. Do not add to or take from, but rightly divide. And in the Greek, the true Greek, it says, the stone rejected the builders. Oh, the builders desired for the olive tree to reign over them. But ladies and gentlemen, there amongst the other trees was the fig tree. This fig tree did not want to dominate. This fig tree brought forth a seed and hid among the other trees and went his way. Sowed the tares, in other words. Are you following me, students of the Bible? I believe you are. I feel the great anointing and the Shekinah coming down upon the ears of the anointed listeners. The few there be that find the hidden fruit. And it's not an apple tree. It's more like a pear on the ground that brought forth sin and that elusive fig tree was guilty of planting the fig tree seed in the Garden of Eden. Now, we're going to talk about him. Where is he? He was in heaven. Did he have any iniquity in him? Yes, he did. The Bible said he was perfect. Oh, he was second only to the Mighty One. He was brilliant, beautiful, majestic. He was called Son of the Morning, not the Morning Star. You see, that Morning Star expression is to, for, and about the true Morning Star. Now, there had to be an artificial Morning Star, one that claimed brightness, the one that came as the bright one, the shining one. And we'll get into those words and the Strong's words if we have time here. Now, here's what he said. Until, the Creator identified him, until, he said, you were perfect until iniquity was found in you. Now, you see, even angels have the free will range, if you will, to express themselves as divine Elohim creators and the Mighty Ones. The Bible said in the beginning, God, in Genesis chapter 1, created the heaven and earth, and the word is not God singular, it is Elohim plural. Well, a lot of people say, well, that was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That was the Father and the sons, many sons. If you were with him in the beginning, you were one of these that was with him from the foundation of the world with your name registered. Yahweh knows them that are his. Don't worry, little flock. You may be out there alone. You may not even think somebody recognizes you. You may be apathetic about church world, the Babylonian system, and I don't blame you. It is a sickening disgrace and a miscarriage of the justice of truth. These preachers, these seminary-trained, well, double-breasted suits, fine linen, fine clothes, preaching the 501(c)(3) agenda of Babylon, and Babylon has got into the bed and committed a fornication with the fig tree. Oh my, I wish I just had time to open up and really let it go. But I need to stay on track with my thought process of the serpent seed. Genesis 3:15, the enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. I said, your father is the devil, John 8:44, and the works of your father you will do. Now, Satan, the master, genealogist, if you will, knew the troublesome, burdensome problem of the mixing of the trees. If the angelic beings, who the Bible said, they left their first estate, Jude 1:6, and we explained that in last Sunday night's episode. They left their first estate. They fell through transgression by committing the error of the fig tree. Now, this fig tree was beautiful. Now, we're talking about the seed of the tree that produced an offspring known as the fig tree. Remember, the fig tree, not wanting to dominate, they're just a few, but they rule the many. They're just a few, but they own 97% of the treasures in the earth. They are promised the sure blessings of Satan, who promised them to Christ the tree of life. You see, if the tree of life had have taken the bait and have eaten the lie of Satan and believed that and have stayed down there and hadn't suffered and hadn't gone through the garden, remember, he went right back to the Garden of Gethsemane to prove to you that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit would remain faithful and abide in the tabernacle of holiness forever and rule with a rod of iron. I am the bright and the morning star, and that is not Satan. Satan has been depicted as the bright and the morning star in some translations. Throw those away. Burn them. It's error. They've also removed the blood. Remove those Bibles from your home. They are literally a curse. If your Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, if it says that Satan, and we're going to verse 2, Isaiah the prophet wrote about it. Now, who was Isaiah? Let me explain to you why this man got a revelation. He was just foolish enough. Oh my, it takes the foolish to please Yahweh. He was just foolish enough to walk naked through the land declaring this great promise of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 2. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Whereas the other translations say, how thou fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, or the morning star, they imply that this was Christ, who was the morning star, that fell from heaven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there was no fault in this star that visited, the day star from on high, that visited his people, and to his people only did he come, to, for, and about the lost sheep. Or was these sheep lost at? Ladies and gentlemen, would it surprise you to say that they were lost before the law was given to Moses? Well, I see an expression of bewilderment on some faces, but let me assure you, they were lost through the fall. Now, everything that in heaven that even did not or had not sinned after the similitude of Adam, who himself volunteered to stay with the weaker vessel, Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was into transgression. She lay with Satan, and she produced a real flesh and blood child who had offspring. They are still alive on planet Earth and doing quite well. Their blood pressure is beginning to boil. The Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is coming down among you, knowing that he has but a short time to work. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, Satan is going to realize that time is running out on his plan to exalt his throne. Listen to me now. I will raise my throne, he said, above the stars of God, or the stars of Yah. Now, who are these stars? Remember, in the 12th chapter of Revelation, Satan, the dragon, the red dragon, the Bible says that with his tail, now, oh my, did you catch that? With his tail. Now, have you ever heard the little joke about the monkey that lost his head over a little piece of tail? He had his tail laying on the railroad track. And when he heard the train rumbling down upon him, he jumped around quickly to remove his head and got his tail caught in the track. Well, that's what Satan done. He got his tail caught in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, when he came down and was enticed, lusted, error, fault, a discrepant seed was in his very being when he said, I will raise my throne above the stars, the mighty ones. I will have the first seed. I will have the master plan. I will be the master geneticist. And everything will prototype after me. Now, here's what happened. Yahweh himself had to counter that strategic move on the genetic chessboard of life. Right there, his son, Abel, died as a substitute for the second son born from heaven of a virgin woman named Miriam. And the Bible said he came into the earth together as a shepherd of Ezekiel chapter 34. As a shepherd seeketh his sheep, in that day that I am among them, I shall seek my sheep, and my sheep, according to John chapter 10, will hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. When you hear this anointed word, there's two things that happen. It'll drive you or draw you. It'll put you in, or it'll take you out. It will free you or bind you and cast you out. It will make you hot or cold. In or out, on or off. You'll get off the fence when you hear a message that is anointed from the high country. Have we been with him from the foundation of the earth? Before the world was, did the sons of Yah, you and me, shout for joy? When we had the chance to express ourselves, and we found ourselves in competition as creators ourselves, and responsible for that which we created. Did you know, according to Matthew chapter 22, verse 30, that the angels neither marry or are given in marriage? Well then, does that take away the fact that angels in Genesis 6 came down and mated? No, it doesn't. The ones that remain, remember, free will, free range will, they had the free range of going to and fro in the earth. Satan made that acknowledgement. When the sons of Yahweh came up to worship him, the Bible said Satan came among them also. The opposer, the one that said, I will exalt my throne. He had a master plan, and the other angels, one third of them, saw the master plan of genetic offspring and said, this ain't a bad thing. Because you see, there was no punishment. Everything was going quite well for Satan and the seed of Cain. They were begin to build master cities. They began to become financiers. And they did the things that was appropriate for the carnal mind. The carnal mind, as I said, is not subject to Yahweh, and neither indeed can be. Now, let me assure you that Satan is trying to convince, and he will. Brightening, he will actually convince two-thirds of the other angels. Remember, he got one third through the initial fall, and through the experience and the trials, two thirds of the rest of them will be brought into the pot of fire and refined, and only one third will come out for the trials and the tribulations. The Bible said, take heed lest you fall, thinking you're going to stand. The Bible said to pray without ceasing. The Bible said to fast, to get your mind, your carnal mind, under control, to get your spiritual understanding, your ears opened, is to seek the Father and to hear the prophet with the word that will point you in the right direction. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, and how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So then, ladies and gentlemen, the burden for the one-third that's going to be refined as pure gold and will come through the fire, and you say, well, Pastor Buddy, how could you say that we won the war if we're going to lose two-thirds to Satan and the system? Ladies and gentlemen, my people, according to the seventh chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, was then and is now the fewest people on the earth. Now, let me repeat that with this startling announcement of Scripture. All Israel shall be saved. Now, let me repeat that. Remember, one-third, according to Zechariah, came through the fire to be refined as pure. Remember, there's 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? 99 of those that went astray, or the one that went astray out of the 99, which was 100-fold, and 99 went astray, then Christ died for the 99 that were strayed and came to give them the message. And if they will receive it, it's just like the second chance of them that perished, the same souls that were disobedient before the days of Noah, that lost their chance by going over to Babylon. You see, there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. And the fig tree caused the first world to fall. The fig tree, Satan, the father of these illicit seeds that are in the earth, the tares, to cause the other sheep to go astray, as did in the destruction of those pre-flood. And here we got the second chance. You see, Yahweh is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but not all Israel is Israel. But the Father knows His sheep, and He calls them by name, and they know His voice. And it's the anointed Shekinah, the glory of the Holy Spirit, that comes down in the time of visitation. If you have virgin ears to hear the word, and you have not been corrupted by the corruptible one, if you've not been indoctrinated and vaccinated against the truth, then the truth will make you free from the Babylonian head of gold and silver that is turned into paper tiger, a paper money system that dictates, because we run, we work, we labor. Oh, I've got to eat, Pastor Putty. Well, the sparrows neither sow nor reap, and Yahweh feeds them. Oh, you of little faith. Do you have to sell your soul to the company store? Has Satan purchased you for a piece of bread? Are you not willing to suffer here for a short time to reign with him a long time? Are you taking temporary Babylonian benefits to escape the hardships of the word? Have you fell from grace that seek to be under the law of Babylon and the fig tree branch that overshadowed all of the other trees? Now, ladies and gentlemen, to conclude Judges chapter 9, the parable of the trees, it was the bramble It was the bramble bush. Wasn't even a tree. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 that we will look upon this one in Ezekiel 31. We will look upon him who did weaken the nations and say, is this the one that fell from heaven? Is this little bramble bush the one that caused the earth to shake? Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, if you only knew how weak and corrupt Satan and his angelic beings that went with him. Oh, these were mighty ones. They pack a lot of punch. The Bible says, Yahweh rebuked thee, Satan. Even Michael the archangel dared not to bring a railing accusation against him. But when the command went out to Michael and the other angels that remained loyal, to gather Satan and his angels and cast them into the bottomless pit and shut them up for a time and a season, or until the appropriate end day time when they will be released from their dungeon, that dark dungeon, and Satan will return to the earth with his mighty ones. Ladies and gentlemen, they're real beings. Matter of fact, they're probably, perhaps, and if you think you're real tonight, you've seen nothing yet. The Bible said they shall, will, and if they could, deceive the very elect, if possible. But remember, the Bible says all Israel will be saved, but not all Israel is Israel. So then, line up your thinking to the thoughts and the sights, and remove Satan, the obstacle, the adversary, the accuser, out of your mind, the carnal mind, and walk upright spiritually, and seek to fall into the hands of the living mighty one. Revelation 22:16, I am the bright and the morning star. 2:28, Revelations, I will give him the morning star that overcomes. Oh my, we're going to come back into our eternal brightness. The brightness of the glory that we have before the foundation of the world, we will retain and take again the crown of brightness that is laid up for them that love and serve him. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows your head size. His hair and his head was white like wool. You shall be in the image and the likeness of your Creator. 2 Peter 1:19 declares unequivocally that he is the morning star. That is the mighty one who did not transgress, who remained faithful, although he was tempted in all points, justified by all things that was brought into life and light. And Satan, the artificial light, the masquerading light, the one that appears as a light, but is not a light, but is rather darkness. And the Bible said, make sure that that light in you be not darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan come to deceive. He come to corrupt with flattery. He come to promise you a church religious world system. If only you would preach the traditional church anity doctrine rather than the in-depth, comprehensive, deep things of the mighty one of Yah. And it is a fearful thing, and you must have boldness to preach this. You must fast and pray to be set aside and met for the Master's use. You must comprehend and understand that great is the battle and many are the temptations. And Paul said, I'm not ignorant of his devices, meaning Satan, who has many devices to hinder you or to cause you to fall in your thought process along the way. But he that puts his hands to the plow and looks back, it would be better for you to not know this eternal truth that Satan is the tree that fell and caused all the nations, those who are purposed for the great day judgment of Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. When the Father says he will sit judgment and he'll come back with all of his holy angels and the tares. Oh, it's separation time then. There will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Who is it that's going to weep? Those disobedient ones who would not bring those wicked servants. That would not that I should rule over them and slay them before me. Oh, a bloodbath of angelic beings who are just as real and true today as they were a million or a billion or a trillion or 100 zillion years ago, without beginning and without end, from the bloodstock of the Creator who came from the birthright tribe of the house of Joseph and was denied access to the birthright. But he said, my kingdom is not of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom is laid up. The kingdom is coming to be restored, and it is the righteous that will inherit the earth. It was the wicked of Noah that were swept away. And yet, the infinite mercy of Almighty Yahweh gave those same spirits that were disobedient in the days of Noah a second chance to hear, to think, to ponder, to repent, to return with their whole heart to the graceful embrace of the love of a Creator who seeks His children, known as the sheep. All but the sheep are dumb, and the shepherds have sold out for filthy lucre, the Bible says, and for this cause there is many that have failed, and the Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, the most frightening chapter in all the Bible, for the end time scenario, when Satan will come down, and many, even of the illuminated, those with understanding, shall fall because of the flatteries and the miracles and the signs and the wonders that Satan and his angels are able to perform in living flesh right here upon the planet as they make their final stand, as Custer made his, to the awful, horrible end of sudden destruction. The Bible said, whosoever is found eating and drinking and drunken with the wicked, and you know who I'm talking about. Remember the 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold episode of Judges chapter 9, the bramble bush ruled. Notice the fig tree vanished. You notice Satan vanished from the garden and did not claim Cain. Cain was a bastard. Adam did not claim Cain. Yahweh refused him. So then, the elusive father of the murderer still roams the earth seeking whom he may devour. And he's coming as a transformed masquerader, angel of light in the last days, to set up an earthly kingdom. And he will sit in the temple, and he's already there, ladies and gentlemen. If he's in your mind, and your mind has been corrupted from the simplicity of Christ, if you've been blinded by that glorious light of the satanic Luciferians who have you in a seem right way, an apostate way, turn from your wicked ways, hear the gospel and repent. Stand up and be a man, be a woman. I've seen more women that can be women than men that can be men. In this last day, the effeminate men of the last days, more interested in stocks and bonds, and an automobile or a material roof over their head than they are for the encasement of the pure goal of the insurance of life beyond death. Choose this day the tree of good or evil or the tree of life. You see, being good doesn't take you to heaven. Being evil won't get you there for sure. Even being good don't take you. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, or why then? The Bible says you can give all your goods. That's being good, 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 good. You can give them all and have not charity. What is charity? It rejoices in the truth. Truth is the only thing that will free you from the weights. And the Bible said to lay aside every little weight that so easily doth beset us. And to flee the very appearance of sin. For Satan, your adversary, is as, not a, but is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's still devouring the souls of the dust of the earth. And those who are not wise have turned into the whorish ways of Babylon and committed fornication. And Yahweh said, full well measure. The little stone that will shoot out of the mountain without end, that's the stone that you must seek. And in that stone, that little white stone, I'll repeat that, the white stones, stones are genetic offspring. That white stone with that name, that new understanding, that new comprehension of who you are the blushing bride, offspring, children of the one who had hair as white as wool and a head to match. If you can qualify, he's coming back after those who have kept the faith and have not denied his name. Do not let Satan in Genesis chapter 3 or any preacher who is trying to compromise the values of the truth to avoid the hardships of the truth because of the persecution that it brings upon you for preaching the truth. Are you willing, able, and convinced that nothing will turn you around, that you will not put your hands to the plow and look back? For they that do are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And Yahweh will bring every deed that you do, word and deed, into judgment, and you will be the 60, 30, or perhaps if you are one of the elite, the mighty ones, you will bring forth a hundredfold to be pleasing to the Father and hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you a ruler over many. Boy, I want to preach tonight, praise Yahweh, because the truth will undoubtedly raise up. It'll bubble. It will magnify. It will enlarge itself in our being and make us as bold as a lion in the face of the camp of opposition and the enemy who has the sword to slaughter and to make martyrs out of those who have kept the faith. Be faithful unto death, and I'll give you that crown of life that was measured before the foundation of the world with your name there if you'll remain true. You see, the law is the schoolmaster. This is a school zone. You have free will. The Father is trying you. I will try you as a gold tried in the fire. Are you going to be one-third of those that will make it through the fire? Or are you going to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. The prophets of Yahweh are few. They're hungry. They're tired. They're poor. They don't have the finery of Babylon's ministers or the 5013 Sealot. They have the branch water and the cornbread, but they're content with godliness. Contentment is great gain. Better that you gain the world to come and lose your life and be hated in this one than to save your life and get gain and lose it in the world to come. That's a choice. That's the tree of choice of good and evil. Have you made up your mind? Write me. I need to hear from you tonight. Tell me. Tell me if this message has got through to your heart. If you're one of his sheep, surely you can identify. If you're one that knows the Father from the foundation of the world. If you are one of those that hear his voice If you're one of those that don't fit into the world, if you're one of those that are odd man out, if you're like Elijah, who was hunted down for his convictions against Babylon, if you're like Isaiah, the one that wrote where I'm at tonight in 14, and I haven't even touched the first three verses, oh my, what a wonderful, 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 wonderful plan of uniqueness and spiritual enlightenment that the Father hid from the wise and revealed it to the little sucking babes, the little lambs who will grow up to be the rams. And ladies and gentlemen, I am as Paul, my face has become as Flintstone. When I hear these brain jackasses that come against the truth with these seem right, these positional compromising positions to get people to join their little assembly, would you sell out for a little meager salary of retirement when you won't live out half your days if you sell out, when you will be miserable? And the Father says, when your fear comes, I will mock. When he puts an incurable disease into your belly and the consumption becomes a flame of fire in your bowels and you're eat up from within and the worms destroy your body, you better fear him that can destroy both soul and body and spirit rather than he that can destroy the flesh body for opposition and for the truth that you hold. Suffer, little children, for such as they that belong to the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a blood-washed way. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, and Yahweh shall deliver them out of them all. Your wife may be wanting you to stay in Babylon, but come out of her. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that would end up in a divorce. Better to be divorced than to live in a house with a brawling and contentious a prostitute woman that has sold her soul because the preacher standing in the pulpit is good looking or he can say long connected words that she has to go back and get the Webster to really understand where he's coming from, and yet she don't know anything about the truth of Yahweh. What about you women that are listening tonight? I'm seeing someone that's hearing my voice. You write me. You call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. My mailing address, if you'd like to sit down and write me a letter, we'll talk about it. Tell me your needs. Tell me your concerns. Let me see if you've got a vision of where you came from. Let me know. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you're a first-time listener, then write me tonight or call me. I'm live. This is the 8th day of February. And Brother Bob will get me for not putting my time up front. I always do it at the end. But he'll get through it. Praise Yahweh and live through it. He transcribes all of my tapes. He lives in the great state of California. He's much appreciated. Dr. Gary is standing by in Mississippi, waiting for your call. Dr. Jack is in North Carolina. These are three men, giants, in the field of the two-seat line identity message that we preach. They hold my hands up. Others around the radio network, many brothers and sisters who I will not name for the sake of their personal safety or for their privacy, I will not name, but they hold up the hands of the shepherd's call. Tonight you hear the shofar that we have used for years and years on our radio show. Tonight we felt like playing it for you for the first time. The shepherd's call. The shofar is blowing in Zion. Come out of her, my people, that is Babylon. Touch not the unclean thing. And the Bible says, I shall receive you. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, it's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Just get the zip, and you can initial the town if you'd like, but make sure that the zip code is on there. It'll get through. 3-7-8-2-4. My telephone number again, I'm live on February the 8th, the year 2004, on WWCR 5070, the Giant Voice, the number one shortwave radio station in the world. There's none to exceed the mighty voice right here out of the good old state of Tennessee. We're proud of WWCR. Now, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. Call in and make a pledge to help us support the gospel. Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack would both appreciate you. They have health items if you'd like to order from them to help pay their expenses. But if you'd like to contribute to the show, you just tell them, earmark it for the Shepherd's Call. They will give you that information. Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Now, until next Sunday night, this is Pastor Buddy saying, Yahweh bless you.